If you have visited the world's largest freshwater island, you have probably stopped for ice cream on the way on or off the island at the swing bridge. The iconic Three Cows and a Cone has been stationed at the only land access point bridge for the past 30 years. Phil Blake of Little Current has owned the shop for the last 26 years, going way back to when the Three Cows and a Cone statue was cemented outside the Farquhar's dairy-owned building. The ice cream used to be made right here on the island at Farquhar's Dairy, but the equipment was expensive and needed updating, and that's when it got subcontracted out, Blake said. This year, 32 flavors of ice cream were available courtesy of Central Smith and Kawartha, down south. Blake, a connoisseur of ice cream, has no particular preferences. "Who doesn't like ice cream?" he asks. "It's good to try everything, so when you are scooping, you are the expert." Employee Carrie Moore isn't afraid to share her allegiances. She has been at the ice cream parlor since its inception, and enjoys the classic tastes of the butter pecan and caramel ice cream best. Another hard-to-find flavor offered at Three Cows is Moon Mist. The swirled combination of banana, grape and blue bubblegum makes for something super special that is an East Coast favorite, courtesy of Kawartha Dairy based in Bobcaygeon. Blake said his restaurant offerings have branched out in recent years. There is a chip stand on the property, and the parlor is now a full-service restaurant. "Over the years we started small with pizza, then expanded with burgers, fries and chicken fingers and then a sub-making station," he said. The substation was an ode to his former pantry house business, a sub shop which has since closed in Little Current. "Whether the customers are coming for food or dessert, they are stopping." The new billboard slogan on Highway 17 reaffirms that Three Cows and a Cone is your first and last stop on Manitoulin Island. While business will slow down after cottages are closed on Thanksgiving weekend, Blake reminds his faithful customers that Three Cows and a Cone is a year-round experience for those in the area and those visiting for hockey tournaments or other affairs. "It's those customers that make the Three Cows and a Cone experience wonderful for the staff. People come from literally everywhere. We have watched families grow before our eyes. We were once serving the parents, and now the children and the grandchildren," Moore said. You can find Three Cows and a Cone on their website, threecowsandaconey.com, and on Instagram and Facebook. Anastasia Ryu is a writer in Greater Sudbury. "Let's Eat" is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.